My name is Ty French, and these are my rants.
Welcome to Ty Rants.
Hello, 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 and welcome back to Ty Rants. My name is Ty French, and these are my rants. Happy Wednesday. I'm so sorry, everyone, that today's episode is up a little bit late, but you know what? I don't know what to tell you. My life has just been so crazy the last month, but don't you worry. I'm home now. I'm back from all my travels, and I'm going to be home for the next little bit, hopefully. So we should be back to regularly scheduled programming. I know I've been saying that. How freaking annoying is it to go listen to your favorite podcast and not saying I'm your favorite, but how annoying is it to go listen to a podcast that is supposed to be up on Wednesday morning and Friday morning and have it not be there? Trust me, I know, I'm aware whenever my favorite podcasts are not up when I'm ready to listen to it, I get so annoyed. And I don't know. I've been talking myself into circles, and obviously I've been off my rocker with the podcast lately, but I'm really excited for this month to be back home, get back on regularly scheduled programming, and yeah, just focus my time and energy on the podcast, on my little tyrants. I talked about this a little bit in an episode maybe 2 weeks ago, but I don't know. I'm just in my own head. I'm sorry. I'm in my own head when it comes to the podcast lately. And I'm sure a lot of that just has to come with like traveling and my schedule just being so not in a routine, yada, yada. But I'm just in my own head. And I don't know. I'm trying to get out of it. But I was supposed to record the podcast last night, and I was having a rough night. I was just in my own head about it and thinking, who cares? No one wants to hear it. And I don't know. I was just tired, and I'm back. I'm feeling better this morning. I sat down to record last night, and there was a car alarm going off for an hour outside of my window. And I was waiting to record. And it kept going off. And so then it got too late. And then I'm always like nervous I'm going to be too loud with my neighbors. And I don't want to ever feel like I'm like holding back on the podcast because I don't want to be loud. And I don't know. You know, you guys. Anyways. Happy Wednesday. I hope you guys are just having an amazing week. I'm so sorry there wasn't an episode on Friday. You get the gist. I've just been having a rough few weeks when it comes to my confidence, when it comes to the podcast. But alas, here we are. It's Wednesday. We're back strong. My voice was so gone on last Wednesday's episode. I'm so sorry. I went to Phoenix last weekend for Brielle's birthday. It was Brielle's birthday. And then also, she got engaged, which is obviously so exciting. Congrats, Brielle. I'm just so happy for you. I wasn't going to go to her birthday trip. I'm feeling like cracked out. I don't even know what to say. So I've been traveling a lot, obviously, and I haven't missed Brielle's birthday trip since I've met her, since she was like 19 or 20. And normally we go to the Bahamas and it's this huge thing. We're partying and whatever. And this year she was just doing it in Scottsdale. And I wasn't going to go. I wasn't going to go because I have just been traveling way too much. And I knew I had to go to Puerto Vallarta this last weekend. And I was just like, I can't. I'm partied out. Like, I can't do it. And she was like, don't worry, it's fine. So I wasn't going to go. And then her sister calls me like 2 days before and is like, surprise, her boyfriend's proposing to her, and she would kill me if you are not there. She's told me for years and years and years and years that when the day comes and she finally gets engaged, and when, you know, her boyfriend tries to like plan it with you to make sure that he makes sure that Ty is there to photograph it. And so when she's telling me this, I'm like, okay, I already felt bad because I was going to be missing your birthday for the first time since we've been friends. But now I'm supposed to say no to your proposal? I'm supposed to say no to your engagement? That's just rude. That would be a bad friend. So I got on a flight the next day and I went to Scottsdale and Brielle had no idea that I was going and it all worked out great. I've never been so nervous in my entire life because obviously Brielle, she's been on reality TV, whatever. I know that like they're probably going to be posted on Page Six or something. And obviously she's my best friend. I just want the photos to be great. And she didn't know I was going to be there. So I had to stay hidden. I basically went straight from the airport to where the proposal was happening. And I had never been there. I'd never been where we were photographing. So I didn't know what the lighting was going to be like. I didn't know what anything was going to look like. And I didn't know where exactly the proposal was going to happen. He literally just sent me a screenshot of the map of the hotel where he was going to propose and circled. And he was like, you know, meet right here. We'll be right here at this time. And I was like, oh my gosh, this is so stressful. So then I get there and there is a full on wedding ceremony happening in the location that he sent me. And he's like, it's fine. It's fine. Just pick anywhere on the grounds of the hotel and tell me where to go, like screenshot it and circle it and then send it to me. I'm like, okay, it's already enough pressure to photograph someone's engagement, then to photograph your best friend's engagement, then to photograph your best friend who's been on national television for the last 15 years. And now I have to choose the backdrop and I get to choose at this hotel that I've never been to. And you're also going to be here in 30 minutes and I'm walking around the grounds and hoping that you don't see me. I have never been so stressed in my entire life. I was literally shaking and I finally found this like cute little corner or whatever. And oh, another factor that made me even more nervous was he was like, oh, and also the hotel doesn't allow professional photography. But he's like, it's okay. I'm sure your camera doesn't look that professional. Like, just act like chill. I'm like, I'm so sorry. My camera could not look more professional. I look like a paparazzi. What are you talking about? So I'm also nervous about getting caught by hotel security because they're going to kick me out before the proposal happens. There were so many moving parts. I was so nervous. I just wanted it to go perfect. Luckily, it all did. I was literally hiding in a bush. And he was so nervous when he got to the spot. He was like, I can't find it. I can't find it. And I'm like, I could see him like trying to like look for me, but obviously he couldn't like be like, hey, over here, because it was supposed to be a surprise. It was just a lot. It was a lot of moving parts. I'm glad everything turned out. Halfway through the proposal, then I kind of came out of the bush and got closer to them to get better photos. And Brielle was like, is that Ty? So it was cute. It was fun. Then they went off and did their thing. I let them like go have dinner. And then I actually went and met up with Kendall and I got to see her, got to see her house, got to see her cute little kiddos, got to see her husband, Zach. And then, her kids are the cutest thing I've ever seen. Her kids are literally so perfect. Her house is so cute. I just love her. I'm so glad I got to see her and Zach. And then I went and actually met up with Morgan, who is my bestie from the Guatemala trip. She lives in Scottsdale as well. And we went out for drinks. And tell me why I didn't need to go out. I didn't need to go out, but I did. And I have no regrets, but maybe the next morning I was regretting just a little bit. Because then the next morning I was meeting up with Brielle and our whole squad and starting the birthday celebrations. The birthday celebrations were just, I mean, off the rails. We got a table at the W pool in Scottsdale and just Casamigos bottle after Casamigos bottle. Oh my gosh, it was just so much, so much liquor. Then we went to dinner that night. We went to Nobu. And then we went to a club the next day. The weekend was crazy. The weekend was crazy. And I was only supposed to be there Friday, Saturday, leaving Sunday morning, even though her birthday is Sunday and they were staying till Monday. I was just like, I have to go to Puerto Vallarta the next weekend after. I've been traveling so much. Like, I can come, but I can only come for like 2 nights. That is it. That is all my body can handle. Tell me why when we were drunk at the pool, her sister Ariana changed my flight to Monday night. So I was supposed to be coming home Sunday at noon. And instead, I got home Monday at 7 p.m. On Tuesday is when I was supposed to be recording Weekly Trash, the episode with Josie that went live last Wednesday. So that might give you a little insight as to why my voice was so gone. And my episode on Weekly Trash, I think, is going live. Well, I don't know if it's a surprise or not. I don't know. Let's just say my voice is literally gone. Josie kept being like, are you going to cry? I'm like, no, I can't speak. Like, my voice is literally giving out on me. I got an IV that morning. I was really trying to, you know, get back into the swing of things. But anyways, so that's why my voice was so gone on Wednesday's episode. That episode was actually supposed to go live last Friday. And I just, I couldn't record another one. I couldn't record another one that day because I had already recorded two and my voice was gone. Anyways, so I'm glad my voice isn't as gone this week because I was in Puerto Vallarta over the weekend. I went to Puerto Vallarta for my friend Jason's birthday and it was so much fun. Honestly, I'm trying to think of any even like story times for you, but there's nothing to even say because it was just absolute debauchery and chaos and just a bunch of gays just booze hounding in Puerto Vallarta. Like, what else do you want to know? There's not much else to know. I will say the Airbnb that we booked, they were sending in the group message all these Airbnbs and they were all just like ugly condos, you know, nothing to write home about, nothing you're going to take a photo in. Mama, have you met me? Instagram influencer over here, okay? So I was like, these aren't going to work for my photo shoots, okay? So I went on Airbnb and I found a cuter one. The photos weren't the best, but I could see the potential, you know? When I tell you, we walked in those doors and I said, hallelujah. It was literally so stunning. It was so gorgeous, yes. It was so stunning. It was the prettiest Airbnb I've ever stayed in my entire life. And guess what? The best part, the Uber could pull up right to the door. No hill to walk up, no stairs to climb, nothing. It was literally perfect. It was the most gorgeous Airbnb I've literally ever stayed in. I will definitely be staying in there every time I go to Puerto Vallarta. Now, I booked the nice Airbnb so that I could take photos because I was like, if I'm going on this trip, I obviously have to make it worth it for me for work, you know, like I can't just be partying. I need to also take content and, you know, shoot, maybe do some TikToks. I didn't take any photos. No TikToks, no reels, nothing. Guess what? The house was gorgeous. Have nothing to show for it. Nothing to show for it because of the absolute debauchery. And you know what? You know what the trip gave? Alcoholism, drug addiction, malnutrition. Literally, I can't even, there's not even a story to tell because it was shot, bus, another club, next place, shot. That was it. That's the story time. That is what happened just over the weekend. And I literally didn't eat the entire weekend. Malnutrition, mama. Malnutrition. When I tell you I got home, I never ordered a Pizza Hut so fast in my entire life. I ordered the Pizza Hut basically the second I got in the Uber on my way home from the airport. And I stuffed that whole thing down, gobbled me, swallowed me, dripped down inside of me. It was so delicious. It was so stunning. And I feel like I haven't been able to, you know, fulfill my hunger ever since I've been home because we just really didn't eat that much. We had a cook one of the days or two of the days that cooked us breakfast. And that was honestly life saving. Came to the house, cooked. It was like $10 per person. Delicious, authentic Mexican cuisine. Huevos rancheros. Delicious. Not like the $70 huevos rancheros I got in Aspen, if you know what I'm saying. But that was about the only food that I ate. I will say, the one story time that I guess I will say that, you know, doesn't paint me in the best light, but one of the nights, the last night we were there, I was like, you know what? I'm wearing these like silk pants out and there's not really like a pocket. Like, I'm scared I'm gonna get my phone stolen and I have trauma from the Canon G7X getting stolen. So I was like, wow, am I gonna be just like so crazy and so unique and just really live in the moment and not take my phone out to the bars? I'll give one of my friends my ID. I'll pay them back whatever drinks they buy me and I'm gonna go out without a phone. Ladies and gentlemen, don't ever go out without your phone. Do not ever go out without your phone. You know, we're having just drunk chitter chatter, turns into a drunk fight. You know, after a 3-day bender, you and your friends can get into an argument. It means absolutely nothing. You don't even know what you're fighting about. I literally don't even remember what we were fighting about, but there was a fight. There was a fight happening, and I wanted to go home. I had no way of getting home. I had no way of getting home. I had no money, no phone, no friends. I was having no fun. And I kept telling my friends, I'm like, put me in an Uber home, please. I don't have a phone. I don't have money. Like, can someone order me a car, please? No one would order it. No one would order it. My friend Steven flat out said no. I'm like, do you want me to sit here and have a bad time and annoy you? Or do you want to put me in a car and put me home? I need to go home. I need to reset. I need to get my phone and maybe I'll come back out. No one would order me a car. It was really crazy. I mean, in the moment, it wasn't funny. Looking back on it, I hope that my friends can laugh at it and I'm laughing at it because it was kind of crazy. But in the moment, I wanted to kill them and I wanted to murder myself because I was like, why did I think going out without a phone would be okay? Why did I think that would be fun? It wasn't fun. I felt like I had absolute no control over, I mean, one, I was hammered, so I had no control of my body, period. But then I had no control of where my body was going because I didn't have a phone, so I couldn't go home. Needless to say, I did go home and I got my phone and I actually did go back out. So, you know, maybe that's just a sign of phone addiction, but add that to the list, alcoholism, phone addiction, malnutrition. The trip was crazy, but it was so fun. And Puerto Vallarta is so gorgeous. We did a boat day. You guys know, Tequila loves a boat. I love a yacht. I love being on the water. I'm a Cancer. I'm a water sign, okay? It was so much fun. 10 out of 10 recommend. Puerto Vallarta is absolutely stunning. I will say, I mean, it was amazing. It was fun. If I hadn't had the Phoenix Bender 5 days prior, I probably would have had a little bit more fun and I probably would have taken more photos and more content. It would have been more of like a Guatemala-esque trip, you know, but I kind of just rolled from one bender to the next. And so when you're doing that, it just kind of all blends together. My advice for people going on a big trip, do not go out the weekend before. Obviously, I didn't have a choice because I was on another trip. It was Brielle's birthday. What was I going to do? There was free bottles of 1942 at a table at a club in Scottsdale. I mean, hello. Of course I'm going to drink it. But yeah, it's never a good idea. It is never a good idea. And I'm so, so happy to be home for the next little bit. JC, I went to, I shot JC's gender reveal announcement. Congrats, JC. It's a girl. And I shot their gender announcement like the day before I left to Puerto Vallarta. That's also why there was no episode, because then I went to dinner with her after and it took way longer than I thought. And then I didn't want to record that episode. Anyways, what was I saying? Oh my gosh, my brain. My brain is fried. Fried, mama. Once again, alcoholism. What was I saying? JC, when I went to dinner with her, I was just saying like how, you know, I'm scared. Puerto Vallarta, there's going to be a lot of booze. I'm already, you know, still hungover from Phoenix. And she was like, well, why don't you just go and not drink? I'm like, mama, have you ever been around a group of homosexuals in a pool in Puerto Vallarta or on a boat with an open bar? Like, that's just, I mean, I'm strong. I'm a strong individual, but I'm not that strong, okay? I'm not that strong. Peer pressure will get to me. And an open bar that I already paid for, of course I'm going to drink. I'm in Mexico. So, needless to say, I'm glad to be home. I will not be drinking for a minute because I need to detox my liver, my enzymes, my brain. My one brain cell needs to rest. I have one brain cell left and I got to treat it wisely because I don't know if the other ones are coming back. I don't know if they're coming back. I can't remember if I told you guys this already, but remember in my Madrid recap, I told you guys that I packed all my podcast equipment and on my way home, my suitcase broke. That was literally last September. And since then, I have not had a carry-on luggage. I have not had a carry-on suitcase because suitcases are add suitcases to the list of things that are so expensive for no fucking reason. What else is on that list? Nightstands. Nightstands and tables and chairs, dining room chairs. Why are all those items $700? An away suitcase. Away. Count your days, okay? I got a new away suitcase. I have a set, okay, that I got literally 10 years ago, which I guess is a testament to maybe how good they are. I'm about to retract that. But they're like maroon, okay? And I go to the away store. I was like, whatever. I just have to pull the plug. I have been traveling so much. I need to just get a new carry-on. Because if you recall, when I went to Guatemala and I had the carry-on that was just the duffel bag and the handles ripped off, okay? So it's just been time. It's been time to just get a new suitcase. I went to away. I tried to get a new carry-on and I wanted it obviously to match my big suitcase. Shocker, they don't carry that color anymore. So I'm like, okay, wow, well, that's annoying. So I guess I'll have to get another color that matches my camera bag. So I got this like creamy, shiny color. And I'm thinking, you know, I'm so excited for it. It was like $400. I'm so sorry. Is it not literally just melted plastic in the shape of a suitcase? I don't know why it needs to be $400. It's basically a glorified large Tupperware bin, but thank you for that. Whatever. I invest in it. I get a new piece. I go on my one flight to Phoenix, Arizona, and they say that the gate checking is full. The overhead bins are full. I have to check it. I'm like, good. Bye. It's literally brand new. I didn't even get one photo with it or anything, and it's going to get ruined. I'm thinking, you know, it's in a way, it's a nice suitcase. Maybe it won't get, you know, absolutely scuffed and battered. Nope. I should not have gotten the cream. Let this be a lesson to all of you tyrants. Do not get a cream shiny suitcase. They made me check it. One, there was 1,000 open overhead bins when I got on the plane. There was so much room for it. I did not actually have to check it. I hate when they do that. They made me do that in Puerto Vallarta as well. Do not make me check it. If you say the bins are full and I get on and there is an open bin, I will literally physically, verbally assault you. That is crazy. That is crazy. Delta, count your days. I'm suing. Anyways, away, I'm also suing because they made me check my bag. I got a bag. This bag looks like it has been through World War III. This bag looks like I got it in 1996 when my mother took me home from the hospital. Okay? That's what this bag now looks like. I've had it for 1 week. 1 week. 1 week. The bag that I had that I got 10 years ago, not one scratch on it. Away, I don't know if you changed whatever plastic you're using or if it's just because I got a different color. But I'm so upset. And so literally, I called away and I'm like, this is unacceptable. Like, it looks like absolute shit after one trip. They're like, oh, nothing we can do to help you. I'm sorry. So don't get an away suitcase. I'm pissed. And the next time I need a new suitcase, which hopefully is in 10 years because that was $400, I will be getting a different brand than away. But oh my gosh, on my way home from PV, I watched Willy Wonka. Or Wonka, whatever you want to freaking call it. Wonka. Now, I said in an episode long ago, Timothée Chalamet, maybe stick to Dune. Maybe stick to desert. Okay? Leave the golden ticket for Johnny Depp. I don't know if you remember that. I don't know if your tyrants remember that. But after watching Wonka, I stand by what I said. Wonka was the worst movie I've ever seen in my life. Chocoholic monks that are guarding a secret layer of chocolate in the sewer system under a cathedral. What? What the actual hell are you talking about? If you asked AI to write a script about Willy Wonka, it could have done a better job than whatever shit show that was. And also, was it a musical? Was it not a musical? I feel like the first half of the movie was only songs, and then there wasn't a song until the last 5 minutes. I'm confused. Also, the Oompa Loompa was too small. There, I said it. The Oompa Loompa was too small. And it just made no sense. Literally, the entire storyline made absolutely no sense. Like, he got scammed into staying in a hotel that basically signed away his life. But then he got to sneak out and sell chocolate to pay off the debt. And then the person who was evil was the evil uncle of one of the girls in the hospital. Oh my God. Oh my God. Willy Wonka was the dumbest movie I've literally ever seen. Timothy Chalamet, you got to stick to Dune. You got to stick to Dune. Speaking of Dune, I'm so freaking excited to see Dune 2. I think I'm going to go see it tonight or tomorrow. I'll keep you guys posted with my thoughts on that. But back to Wonka. I guess if you asked AI to create a Wonka script, maybe it wouldn't be better because we actually have examples from that. The Wonka experience in Glasgow. What do you mean? What do you mean? The memes coming out from the Wonka experience in Glasgow are the funniest things I've ever seen in my entire life. And now they're literally already making a thriller based on the scary character that was the unknown, who was like, now comes out and it's like some 16-year-old girl, and it was actually her real hair. Thank God we are getting a new movie with an original idea, because I'm so sick of these remakes. I'm so sick of the remakes. Pop Crave just tweeted like remakes that are in the works. It's like Twilight, Narnia, Harry Potter. I'm like, can someone create a new movie? Oh my God. They announced that they're doing like a Devil Wears Prada musical. Now, Devil Wears Prada, book to movie to now musical. I swear to God, if they pull Tina Fey, Mean Girls, and they now make the Devil Wears Prada musical movie, I'm done. I've had enough. That will be my last straw. I will need compensation. I will need alcoholism, drug addiction, malnutrition. Like, I can't do it. That is where I draw the line. Anyways, I wish I would have been able to see the Wonka experience in person. It's kind of giving Fyre Festival. If you guys have no idea what I'm talking about, there was this like, if you have no idea what I'm talking about, honestly, I'm jealous because that means you're not chronically online and probably mentally ill like me. But there was this Wonka experience in Glasgow. They used AI to create the advertisements for it and to create the script for the characters in the experience. It was for like children. It was advertised for children. It was like $40. And people showed up and it was basically an empty warehouse that literally looked like an absolute crack den. It looked like they were cooking up meth in there. Like I said, drug addiction. No. And these actors showed up. They were given literally, what's it called? Spirit Halloween costumes. And there was nothing in there. There was no decoration. It was basically an empty warehouse. It was so crazy. There was like crazy characters that weren't even involved with Wonka. One of them was called the Unknown. It was this like scary mask. And kids were crying. The police were called. It literally is the Fyre Festival for children. And where is Glasgow? Is that in Ireland? Glasgow. Or is that in Russia? I don't know where Glasgow is, if I'm keeping it real. Glasgow Tyrants, hit me up. Where is that? It's in the UK. Wait, but isn't Ireland in the UK? I don't know. Anyways, it looked freaking hilarious. I wish I could have experienced it in person for myself. Obviously, oh mama, Karen would have come out so quick out of me. you don't have to do much for Karen Ty to come out. And she would have come out. I probably would have been the one to call the cops. If I spent $50 and I walked into that absolute crack den, yeah. Cops would have been called, 911 emergency. Anyways, you know who else needs the cops called on them? Rihanna. Girl, get your ass into the studio. Why are you out here performing concerts for billionaires in India and not giving the fans what they want? She is doing everything in her power to stay busy enough that she cannot record an album. She is out here. She's doing the Super Bowl. She's performing for weddings. Heck, she might do a bat mitzvah next. Who knows? Offer her $9 million and she might. But why can't you just give your fans, the ones who have supported you, some freaking music? What the heck? She's doing everything with her music career. But also, why are you performing for billionaires and not for your fans? Like, why? The greed is crazy. The greed is crazy. And also, who is his family in India that literally has $9 million to get to Rihanna to perform at your wedding? And in 2018, Beyonce performed at the sister's wedding. Oh my gosh. It's this like family in India called the Ambani family. And obviously they're like one of the richest people on planet Earth. They're like billionaires. And his house, I think the dad owns the actual most expensive house in the world. I think it's literally like something billions and billions of dollars. I saw photos of it today on a TikTok. I'll have to post it on my Instagram story. It is literally a hotel, like a skyscraper. His house is a skyscraper. Hi, quickly. I would like 10 reasons as to why that is necessary. Ready, go. Crickets, mama. You can't give me one. You cannot give me one reason why one family needs an entire skyscraper. His garage, 180 cars, mama. I don't even have a garage for my one car. I don't even have a bedroom. My couch is next to my stove, which is next to my bed, which is in my shower. So, yeah. Anyways, it's just like, you know, the capitalism is screaming. Rihanna, just give us music. Give the poor people, give the little poor people a little music, okay? Why you gotta be running in the circles with all these billionaires? I get it. You're a billionaire and you're crazy successful and it's amazing. But I just don't like when celebrities don't do their job. Because, you know, you can say a lot of shit about Kim Kardashian, but she's going to deliver. She's going to deliver the content. She's going to deliver the product. She's going to give you what you want. Guess what? You're going to get 10 seasons of Kardashians this year. They're going to pop out a season every 2 months. And you know what? You can complain, but I love it. I love it. I want the content. Rihanna ain't giving us shit. She hasn't given us an album in 8 years. Explain yourself, lady. Explain yourself. Oh, but if you're a billionaire, she'll perform for you. What about me? Just please headline Coachella one time. Guess what? It's the same check. I think artists for Coachella get $8 million. And it's rumored that she got $9 million for the wedding in India. Hello. Why can't you headline Coachella then? You don't even have to give out new music. Guess what? You didn't even get paid for the Apple halftime show at the Super Bowl. Artists don't get paid. So make it make sense to me. It sounds like she's just doing it on purpose. You know what else is really bugging me with artists these days? And I don't know if this is how it's always been, but I'm just noticing it a lot lately. Artists that sell vinyls of their albums and concert tickets and merch before the album is out. Mama, I don't know if I want to buy your vinyl or a concert ticket because I don't know if this is the worst album ever created. I don't know if I want a t-shirt with the album name on it because I don't know if the album's good. This single has been out for 1 day and now you're already selling a concert ticket for the album? I don't know if the album's good. I don't know if I want to go to the tour. What? That is absolutely crazy. Why do I want a limited edition vinyl of an album that I have never heard in my life? You know what it's giving? Capital greed. Capitalism. Alcoholism. What the hell? It's bugging me so bad. Like, Charlie XCX, love you. Love the new song, Von Dutch. It's amazing. Now she's like promoting these exclusive vinyls of the album. Mama, the single just came out 1 week ago. How do I know if I want to go on the tour? Kacey Musgraves, limited edition vinyls. Concert tickets for Amex holders went live yesterday. I've never heard the album. How do I know if I want to go on the tour? How do I know if I want the exclusive vinyl? What? Is this normal? Is this normal? It should be, album comes out. I listen to it. Oh my God, I'm obsessed with it. I need the merch of it. I need to go on tour. I need the t-shirt. Why would I buy this shit before I've heard the album? Because then, what if the album absolutely sucks? You just stole my money. It's giving capital greed, and I don't like it. These artists are giving a little too much capital greed. Rihanna, Kacey Musgraves, count your days, okay? Okay, so some other new music that I'm loving lately is Miley Cyrus. Miley Cyrus's new song, Doctor, is so freaking good. I'm obsessed. And I'm obsessed with the fact that this is from the bangers era and it's coming back and it's making a resurgence with a whole new aesthetic. I can definitely hear the like resemblance to bangers. And honestly, that's one of my favorite Miley Cyrus albums. I mean, you will never hear me say a bad word about Miley Cyrus. She is so talented. We all grew up with her. She's so beautiful inside and out. She's so kind. She doesn't feel like she takes this industry like so seriously. Like, she's just so funny, and she's been through so much, and I'm just so, so happy for her that she is just having her year. She's having her moment. She's got her first Grammy. She's literally never looked better. And this song is so fun. I'm obsessed. Now, there's been some drama in the Cyrus household these days because Tish and Billy Ray obviously got divorced. And there's been a lot of like speculation about like what was the reason, what was the drama. A lot of people thought it was because Billy Ray married someone that's only a few years older than Miley Cyrus that played Miley Cyrus's stepmom in Hannah Montana. And that he like left Tish for that. Anyways, so Miley's been on Tish's side and Noah has taken Billy Ray's side. And a lot of people were wondering like why Noah Cyrus took Billy Ray's side. Now, there are all these articles this last week that Tish Cyrus married Dominic Purcell. Dominic Purcell dated Noah Cyrus like 2 years ago, her daughter. So how would you feel if your mother married your ex-boyfriend? I'd probably be a little pissed too. So now I don't know what to think because I've been on like Miley and Tish's side this whole time because I don't know. I always believe women and I always think that it's probably the guy's fault in the first place. This is feeling a little shocking to me and it's feeling a little gross and it's definitely making me look at the whole situation differently. And I mean, obviously it's all speculation and we don't know the truth or the full story, but if that's true, of course, Noah Cyrus is going to be pissed at her mom and take her dad's side. But then that's rude for Miley to be cutting out. Everyone else shouldn't cut out Noah. Like, they should be cutting out the mom. So I don't know. That's giving me a little bit. That's the only thing with Miley right now that's giving me a little sour taste in my mouth. Obviously, it has nothing to do with Miley other than Miley is, you know, standing by her mom and went to the wedding and was a bridesmaid and all of that. But I'm going to need the full story because I love Noah Cyrus so much. She's so talented. I love her music. And it's really bothered me through this whole experience that she's now no longer close with her family with Miley and with her mom. And her and Miley used to be so close. And I don't know. I don't know their relationship behind closed doors, obviously, but I can't imagine it's great if, you know, Miley's sticking by her mom and Noah's sticking by her dad. And if this is true, that Noah, it, allegedly, like, I don't know if they were ever boyfriend and girlfriend, but like Noah and Dominic used to hook up for sure. Your mom can't marry your hookup buddy. That's where I draw the line. And that's really gross of Dominic also. I don't know. So I hope that they can like figure something out. I don't know if Miley knew or not, but I also hate that Miley, and once again, I don't know the whole story or anything behind closed doors, but the fact that she's not close with her dad anymore breaks my heart. Because, I mean, obviously it's a TV show, but we didn't get to see her relationship with her mom growing up. We saw her with her dad on the show. And I'm obviously they were acting, but I'm sure that they were close and they did have a good relationship. And that's why they started the show in the first place. And so to see them not close and to see Miley having the best year of her life and get all these accolades and get the Grammy, whatever, not even thank her dad or her dad not being there, who obviously is the one who made her fall in love with music and got her into the music industry because he's literally Billy Ray Cyrus, is so sad. I don't know. I hope that they can figure it out. Another pair of famous sisters that have been in the news, unfortunately. Well, not Hailey Bieber, but Hailey Bieber's sister got arrested for throwing a used tampon at a bartender. You good, sis? Are you okay? You need to go to actual prison for that. Throwing a tampon at someone in general, weird. Throwing anything at anyone, rude. You can't throw something at a bartender. Throwing a used tampon at a bartender is maybe the lowest, grossest thing that someone can do. That is literally assault. And it's also disgusting. I read the whole story and like there wasn't that many details on it, but you know, it's he said, she said. Apparently Haley's sister was drunk. She had to use the restroom because she needed to change her tampon, something, or she needed to throw up. And the bartender, she said the bartender said that she could use the employee's bathroom. The bartender says she didn't. So then security came over. Then it became aggressive. I don't know. I don't care what the situation is. I mean, I'm not a woman, but there's not one thing that someone could do to me that a bartender could say to me that would make me throw my used tampon at them. It's not been a good, you know, month, press month for the Biebers. You know, Hailey Bieber's dad was in the news saying, like, pray for Hailey. They're going through something. Now her sister. I don't know. I'm feeling bad for her. Why can't people just leave Hailey alone? And why is her family so freaking shocking? Her dad seems creepy. Her uncle, let's not even get into him. And now her sister's throwing tampons at people? If I was famous and like, you know, news was coming out about my family all the time, I'm sure it would not be great. Not saying my family is constantly doing shocking shit, but like they're not, you know, you just don't want to be under a microscope like that. And for your name to be included in articles that have nothing to do with you, but the headline is like, Hailey Bieber's sister throws used tampon at bartender. She's probably like, what do I got to do with this? That's my sister. Just because we're related doesn't mean I have anything to do with this situation. Leave my name out of it. I guess that's just the price that comes with fame, but I wouldn't want, you know, Ty French's brother punch so-and-so in the face. You know, I'm not saying he would do that. I don't know, but I just don't want to be judged on anything that my siblings or parents do. And meanwhile, I was just judging Miley Cyrus for her mama's mistakes. But I guess the difference is like she's standing by that decision. Like she, if one of my parents was dating my ex, I'm not going to the wedding. Or if one of my parents dated my sibling's ex, I'm not going to the wedding. I'm not standing by it. If you stand by it and you make it seem like you're, you know, accepting of this behavior, then write the article. I don't care. I don't know. Anyways, I've obviously been out of town, so I've been just trying to catch up on all the shows, all of the things, Bachelor, Love is Blind, Drag Race. I am in love with the new Bachelor. It's actually bad, and I actually need to stop watching it because, like, I'm in love with him, and I need to end up with him. He needs to be a homosexual, and I need to marry him. He is so kind, so sweet, so sexy, so good with words, so soft to the touch. The thick brown hair, those gorgeous eyes. Oh my gosh. I can't handle it. I can't handle it. It's so hard for me to watch because I'm just like, I'm obsessed. And it's so, so rare that we see such a kind soul on TV. And it's just such a sweet, tender, precious man. And I must be single for a little too long because it's making me feel some type of way. I got to download Tinder or something. I don't know, because he is just really making me want to settle down, start a family, quit this life of debauchery, alcoholism. I love him. I am not caught up all the way, but this season of Bachelor is literally so good. We are just really getting fed with good reality TV in general this year. The Traitors, The Bachelor, Love is Blind. Wow. Speaking of Love is Blind, I actually don't even know what to say. And the finale, I think, went out today. So maybe I will save my thoughts for the next episode so that I can actually, you know, round out the whole thing. But wow, Drag Race. Drag Race is so good. It's coming around to me now. I was saying in maybe last week's episode how I wasn't that obsessed with it this year just because I've been traveling a lot. But now that we are getting to, well, now that there's only literally two episodes left, now we're literally to the top four or the top five. It's easier to, you know, really get to know the girls, and it's definitely making me like the show a little bit more. I'm definitely coming around to Plain Jane. She, you know, is starting to win me over. She came across as a huge bitch in the first few episodes, but now I'm liking it. Now it's catty. Now it's fun. Because now that they are, like, friends, and you can tell that they're friends, her cattiness is fun. Like, that's how I talk to my friends, and it's fun banter, you know? But when she came in hot and she didn't know any of these girls and is, you know, starting with the cattiness, it just comes across as bitchy. But now that I'm seeing her personality, you know, intertwined with their friendships, it's fun cattiness, and I like it, and it makes for great TV. And she's actually really, really talented. She's really good. All the queens are so amazing. This last week was the design challenge, and honestly, I didn't think there was, like, really that bad of a one, except for Megami. Obviously, I think she should have went home, but her lip sync was just better. But she's been in the bottom so much that it's just like, you're not gonna win, mama. You're not gonna win. You're not funny. You sucked at Snatch Game. You don't know how to sew. You can't do the design challenge. So it's just like, if all you can do is do a killer lip sync, it's like, that's not going to get you the crown. I don't know. But anyways, I'm going to wrap up this episode so that I can hurry and get it posted live for you guys. I'm so sorry once again that it was late. I know I've been saying this in the last few episodes and I sound like a broken record, but I'm going to really, really try and be back on my regularly scheduled programming here on the podcast. Now that I'm home, I don't have any plans until Coachella, which I'm so excited for and happy about. And yeah, I've just been in my own head a lot lately when it comes to the podcast. And I appreciate your guys' patience with me, letting me figure it out. I've, you know, dabbled with the thought of, you know, going back to one episode a week. because I just feel like that will feel less overwhelming with the podcast. But I do love doing 2 a week. I love, you know, doing my French tips and totally random. And I love the schedule that we're on. And I don't want to, you know, take that away. I don't want to cut that in half for you guys. I don't want you guys to be disappointed in me. But there is a part of me that thinks that pulling back to 1 a week would really allow me to focus on making that one a lot better instead of just like churning out content after content. So I don't know. Let me know what you guys think about pulling back to just Wednesdays again. I'm just speaking out loud here, honestly. Anyways, just know that I appreciate you guys' patience with me and I'm figuring it out. One step at a time. We're all in this together. We're all in this together. Duh, duh, duh.
Bye.